Hello and welcome to your very first RenoCast with me, your host, Richard Eno. So we've now reached the point where we're about to study the second part of our exam, and part two is called Swinging Britain 1963 to 1973. But what actually does that phrase even mean? Well, our course textbook gives this definition. Swinging Britain. This term relates to changes in a whole range of attitudes, behaviours and moralities where Britain finally shook off the bleak post-war way of living, where caution, practicality, repression and obedience were the norms. The term swinging comes from a form of music that was more relaxed and open in its style. The swinging 60s really began in 1963 with the emergence of the Beatles and the Mersey music scene and its London counterpart. With full employment, young people had a greater disposable income, and music and fashion came to dominate the culture. Confident in peace and prosperity, this swinging approach developed across social boundaries, and an anything-goes attitude was popularised. Well, that's how the WJEC Film Studies course textbook defines the term. Now, remember, we're looking at the years 1963 to 1973, so we need to avoid the phrase the swinging 60s and instead focus on the phrase swinging Britain. Remember, 1963 to 1973. Now, part of this unit looks at ideas, values and beliefs about what it means to be British. But in particular, what did it mean to be British between the years 1963 and 1973? What did that really mean? And I guess, at the centre of it, that's what this unit is all about. The first film that we're going to study is from 1967, and it's a British drama called To Sir With Love, written and directed by James Clavell. It stars an American actor, who is still very, very famous, Mr. Sidney Poitier. The film deals with social and racial issues in an inner city school and features the debut performance of the Scottish singer Lulu. Thank you, Lulu. That was Lulu there with her famous song Shout. And she's a famous singer, and of course, she actually recorded the theme tune to the film To Sir With Love, which became a number one hit, even in America. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'd really like to listen to it. Well, you're lucky, because I happen to have it right here. But no, we're not going to listen to it because it's in the film. This is a podcast, not a bleeding radio show. Now, some of the things that we're going to be looking at include the following. London versus the regions. It's really important that we look at the idea that London was seen as the swinging capital city of Britain, with the rest of the country depicted through the dirt of realism. We're also looking at national and regional identity, how areas are marked out as different, and in some cases, how the country is unified under a new identity. We'll also look at class, sexuality and gender representation, how changing attitudes towards class are depicted, how the eroding of class barriers is represented, and how, with the sexual revolution in full swing, a newfound liberation is reflected in film. Also, we'll be looking at the social and political institutions and the rise of youth. The relationships of individuals to family and more formalised institutions, and how youth takes centre stage in this decade of rebellion and redefined boundaries through music, fashion and lifestyle choices. And finally, we'll look at the production context, the films of this period in relation to a broader context of British film, the tightening grip of television, and within the context of key filmmakers. All of that is taken from the WJEC Film Studies course textbook, which the British Swinging 60s Swinging Britain chapter is available on iLearn, and I'm taking a lot of this directly from that. You might have heard me use a phrase called British New Wave. Let's just define that for a moment using our course textbook again. British New Wave, a movement of well-educated leftist filmmakers, largely from a Northern England working-class background, that used realism to construct stories of working-class lives, sometimes known as kitchen sink dramas. Originally working on short films and documentaries as part of their free cinema concept, they graduated to feature film production, establishing a North of England production base to compete with what they saw as a London-focused and London-centred industry. They included filmmakers such as Lindsay Anderson, Carol Rice and Tony Richardson. The second film we're going to study for this unit is one of the most famous British films of all time. It's called Get Carter from 1971 and stars Michael Caine in an iconic role. This film is about London gangsters. At the time it was made, it was considered incredibly violent. I think it still stands up today, but you'll have to be the judge of that. We won't be looking at that for a few more weeks, so for the next few weeks, we need to focus on To Sir With Love. I think we're about to come to the end of your first Reno cast. I'll leave you with this. This podcast was brought to you by Reno.